What's Up Fandom Night, Episode 3, What's Up 2. Welcome to Fandom Night, the show that's not afraid to kill off a main character. I'm William Bush, known Reploid Bill, on most everything that Reploid Productions has done. And let's do the co-host thing.
I'm Shane McCurdy, Proto Guy.
Nick Bennett, the Paladin.
Seth Lovell, I'm usually Sario, but today I have a new name. Persona non Nookie.
Well,
I thought you were going to go with fat, but that works too.
All right, and I'm Ryan McLemore, previously known as Light Bulb. I think I'm going to change it to Shinigami, actually, now that I've got a real name.
You're still fucking Light Bulb.
Shut up. I'll always be Light Bulb. Don't get it twisted, my friend.
You can be a Shinigami. Yes, you have a name, too.
Wait, Twisted Light Bulb.
Yes, twist it. Do not twistificate it.
Twistificate it?
Twistificate it.
I'm going to break it, obviously.
Yeah.
With your face.
It was my head with shards of glass sticking out of my skull.
Oh.
That was funny, wasn't it? The only person that has successfully exploded a light bulb from that stupid light.
Yeah.
It was. We've hit our heads on it.
He
blew up the light bulb with his freaking head.
It was nuts.
It was good times.
That's the first time I was over here, wasn't
yep.
it?
Yes.
Yep. Day one.
Up, boom.
Day one. There was a bulb.
After everybody had warned you like 30 times.
Don't hit the light
watch
bulb.
The light. Okay. Who do?
Oh. I was like, am I bleeding?
I think there was a light bulb there.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone. Today we are doing another What's Up? So people, what's been up? Who's up first?
Stuff. That's what's been up.
Lots of stuff. I haven't been back in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. You're dumbass.
Talking within like the last 2 weeks.
This is like I twice in the last 2 weeks. I was like here last week. I was hoping that everybody would be together. Nobody was, so I came and seen Bill.
No, it's every other week, man.
And you know what we did? You know what we fucking did?
Sat around and he jerked each other off? I don't know.
No, that was after the
fact. That was after. Come on now.
There's a reason why those crackers were on the table.
You don't jump right into it, man.
Exactly. You can't just do that. It's rude.
There's some finesse involved with
exactly.
Like that.
Yeah, dude. Damn. He's a classy broad.
That's right.
He's like fine wine. You have
like
to let
you
it aerate a little bit.
It's like when you go to the orgy, you gotta go to the buffet first, then go.
Exactly. Then you get your main course. Come on. Yeah, you should know how this works by now, Nick.
I've been out of the loop for way too long.
Anyways, this fucking came over, we started bullshitting, talked about random Pokemon bits.
Wait, bullshitting or bullshitting?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we played fucking Rock and Roll Racing, went classic with it all fucking night, and beat every fucking stage in there.
So that cartridge works.
Oh yeah, it works.
Fucking pimp.
All the way through.
Yep.
All the way through.
You can even fight the killer clown.
Oh god.
Oh.
Fuck that noise. They ain't doing that again.
We love ice levels.
Dude.
Ice levels.
That ice level was like the worst fucking thing ever. And the only reason why, do you want to know the reason why? Because not only is the ice blue, but the snow and shit that's out of bounds is also blue. So half the time you can't see where you're
and
fucking
there's
dragging.
Blue landmines.
And blue landmines on top.
Oh, on the ice.
Blue on blue on blue on blue. Yo, dog, we heard you like the color blue.
Yeah. It was stupid.
Yo, dog, we heard you're colorblind.
There's another thing that makes it difficult. Throughout almost the entire game, the idea has been to hold the gas button in and never let it go. All of a sudden, there's these parts in it where you'll go off of a jump, and if you're just holding in the button, you're dead. Because you have to be able to let off the gas to land on a middle platform to pick your gas back up to jump to another platform.
Yeah, yep.
So if you've been getting yourself too used to never letting go of the gas button, you'll get stuck in this infinite loop of dead at that one jump. And
it makes me laugh.
The whole game, you're talking about right turn, right turn, right turn, right turn, right turn. All of a sudden it goes ice, everything is left turn.
It's
You're crashing into everything.
It's nuts. You're not used to it. You literally got how many? You got 12 to 16 races pre-battle, and then you've got 12 to 16 to do again, so you can actually beat the people. And you've got what was that, 4 stages?
Yep.
So you got like 100. You get close to 100 fucking races before you get to this place. And then you totally switch everything up. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah, like
on top of that, the ramp thing. Go back to that real quick. If you try to hit your turbo to think you're going to be a badass and just be like, fuck it.
Bup.
No, straight in. Straight in. And if you even turn even the little. The slightest.
Yeah. Like, you must be going straight.
If you accidentally nudge the left or right.
You die.
Yeah, you're dead.
Yeah, yep. Straight up.
You're dead. Because you've got to be able to hit this middle platform, and if you're anywhere from the left or right, you'll jump sideways, you'll miss that middle platform and die.
And me and Bill were having mine parties.
Yeah.
Mine
drop
parties.
Mines.
Mine parties. Everyone was invited.
Everyone.
I was like, dropping mines!
He would. I'm like, oh, great.
Bill's favorite tactic in that game is shitting out mines.
Half the time, I would run into them, too, at the perfect time when they were splitting and there was 20 of them sitting.
Oh, you get so screwed. Later on, you get
dead.
Later on, you get the scatter mines. And if you're not, if you can time it perfectly, like, I'm good to the point where I can look at the map, determine where you are, slow myself down until the two dots are in proper range, drop the mine and have you hit at the exact moment that it's at full scatter, and you'll hit the first one, bounce onto the second one, and then be thrown around in the other four
until
and lose like three plates of life. It's like 3 plates of life in one mine. And if you try to keep going after hitting the first mine, there's already another in front of you at the exact span, and you're like, bitch!
It's basically
shit.
You die, and Bill goes,
the only way to avoid it is to slow down with me. But if you slow down while I'm slowing down so you avoid my mines, they'll catch up with you.
Uh-huh.
And if
and
they catch up
you
with you,
butt.
Once they catch up with you, I'm just going to go, because you're going to have to fight for your life against those two dudes.
Yeah. That last stage, mainly the last stage, me and Bill actually had to work together to be able to beat them.
Because in order to beat the stage on two players,
one person
has
to be in the top 3, I think.
No, you have to have a certain amount of points.
Yeah.
And to get the right amount of points, you either have to make second place every single race, with no exceptions, to just tie the points you need. Jeez. Or you have to get first place at least 2 or 3 times. The problem with this is that some of those levels, you can get screwed. I mean, screwed.
Bad.
Like, you're just about to go over the main jump, which leads to, like, you go over a jump that leads to a middle platform, that leads to a jump that goes around a corner that leads into a big jump. And as you're turning the corner, the guy in front of you will be like, or like behind you will be like, pew! With one bullet. And as you're just about to go over the jump, it'll hit you like, boom, and shake you a little bit, and you're like, you motherfucker! Because you're going over the edge. It's done. Life is over, as of right now.
Game over.
And the other part is your bullets on this, too. They're heat seekers in the last car, okay? Problem with those heat seekers is that They'll go everywhere. It doesn't matter where you're at. Like, if you're in first place, like, if we were working together, if he tried to use his heat seekers, I was boned, because if I was in second place, because they wouldn't, like, try to go anywhere else. They would just go, and then go right back, and then just fucking...
There were even weird times where he'd be in third, but he'd be muscling with the car that was in third, like in second place, like coming around a corner, and I would fire but be in the middle of a turn, and because of the way the map is set up, that just barely put him closest to me.
Yeah.
So all my bullets, all fucking 7 bullets, are like, doo 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 doo. And he's like, doo 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 doo.
I'm like, oh shit, I'm getting shot.
And then he's dead.
Son of a bitch, where are these coming from?
At least he wasn't sniping you from the other side of the damn map with a regular missile.
How many times did I do that to you?
He actually started doing it.
Oh, dude.
You sniped him with a regular missile?
With those rockets?
I told him it was possible, and he was like, what? Because I told him, as long as you shoot a missile until it goes completely off the map, it's still there. It doesn't fire off the screen and disappear. It will go the distance of the map. And he was like, really? So he started playing around with it. It took him a long time. It took till almost the third major stage. Yeah. Like, it took till, like, the desert, the beach planet before he really got it down. But he was trying it the whole game.
And he, like, finally started sniping.
I nailed him once because he was almost dead. I nailed him at the finish line. I didn't beat him because he respawned too fast because I was too far away. But across the map, I was like, fuck it. Doom! And Bill goes, douche! I was like, oh, I got him! Let's go! And I got there, he spawns, and I go, he goes, whoop! And I just, literally, like
the
that.
The best ever.
I know where level you're going
two
with this.
Grinder. Level 2 against Grinder. I blew Grinder up. The gray guy blew me up. This is awesome.
Here I come, third place.
He comes around the corner, passes the gray guy, Grinder spawns. So he hits the back of Grinder and sends Grinder moving. Then, right when he starts driving again, I spawn on top of him, like in the space that he was in, and it blew him up. And it sent me flying.
Like I used the turbo and I caught up the Grinder and took him in the turn, like.
Dude, I stopped playing for a second. I was like, are you shitting me right now?
It's like, what the fuck happened?
What the fuck?
Dude,
that was, that beach stage was so poopy. Oh, and fucking Rip, dude, how long did he stay in the fucking Arrow Wing, like the fourth stage?
Rip was in the truck until the end of Grinder, and then he went to the Arrow Wing, and then he was in the Airblade until, like,
the ice stage.
It was at the very end of the desert planet.
Was it?
Like, the very, very end of the beach planet, like, during the last 6 races, he finally bought one of those fucking tread cars.
Oh, yeah, and then he ran through the tread car through most of the ice stage.
And all of a sudden, he was beast as shit all of a sudden, like he'd been saving his money the whole game or something, because he got the tread car, and he was just, like, going just as fast as you were, and you've been upgrading the whole game, and he's like, I don't give a fuck.
No fucks. Given.
Oh, you mean like how Spence does it? He just waits and waits and waits.
First off,
I got all the money.
First off, I can beat Spencer. And I could beat him consecutively, like, all the time. But Spencer uses Olaf. Olaf is a secret boss character that gets a +1 to, like, all of his stats. Like, he's broke as shit. He's the fastest. He has the highest acceleration. He handles jumps the best. He corners better than any character in the game. He's broker than shit. The only guy you even stand a chance with, and that's if you really understand the physics of the game, is if you pick Jake, because Jake gets acceleration and top speed as his upper stats. So he can kind of keep up with Olaf, but every time Olaf turns, he's leaving you behind. Every time you take a jump, he's leaving you behind. So you've got to fight for that position. You've got to know how to do the combat part of the game. And I'm good at the combat
part. At the dropping mines. And,
you know, not just the dropping mines.
If Olaf's in first, mines don't do shit for you.
Right. Oh, yeah, but you know what I mean, though. You got to shoot the rocket, knock him out the way, then drop a mine, then fucking
I'm good at figuring out exactly where that mine needs to be.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Those, like, freaking S-turns that are like this. It was like, I've got 7 mines. This is the regular ones, mind you. It was like, oh, God. Here. So even if I dodge this way, and I'm
still going to get hit
by another
the
one here, and by the time I hit that one and it knocked me this way, there's another one. I ping-pong through this turn one time. Like, boom, 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 boom.
It'd be like,
if he had more life.
Yeah.
Oh, you would have survived, and you would have got through it a little bit easier than trying to turn.
Dude, it was funny. There was one time that both him and me were dumbfounded, shocked. I dropped the mines, doot, over that S-turn, and then went around the corner. He somehow skidded and didn't hit a single mine.
I couldn't have planned it if I wanted to. Like,
and then the next time he came up, boom.
No, I know one of my fucking back tires clipped that motherfucker because it phased through the mine.
Right.
But I didn't blow up.
Yeah, he just got this ridiculously lucky, because the next time going through it, he hit them.
Yeah.
But that one time he turned through and he's like, I didn't hit a single one!
I didn't, he shouldn't have said anything!
He was like,
that's why you blew every one of them up!
He's like, I didn't hit a single fucking mine.
And Bill's like, no fucking way. Are you serious? I'm like, yeah, dude.
And then he hits all the mines. Him.
Yeah.
Dude, it was sweet as shit.
It was nasty.
But yeah, we played some rock and roll racing, man. Yeah,
that was good. I'm just glad that damn cartridge works. I would have been pissed off if it didn't.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It don't seem to have any issues.
Yeah. Other than that, I've just been fucking, what? Well, my girl.
Bravely Default.
Bravely Default.
How you liking
girlfriend.
It? How you liking
dude,
it,
I'm
man?
Fucking loving the game.
See?
I like the game because great it is game. Such default. Like, it's literally the most basic fucking game you could ever play.
Yep.
But it's got such a strong nostalgia feel that it's perfect. It is literally the perfect... in my opinion, it's one of the perfect, RPGs and shit that you could play if you just want to play an RPG.
Right.
Right now, it doesn't have a super strong story, and that's okay.
That's what Bravely Second is going to be for.
Exactly. Well, I like the story in the game. Don't get me wrong. I like the story... But once again, it is still default. It's. I think that's why they named it that. It is Bravely Default. It is so basic, it's brave. And it works.
It's such a brave, basic game.
It is. And
it is courageous.
And that's what I love about it. I've played it for 1 week. I didn't have it when I was over here last week playing Rock and Roll Racing. I was going to get it because I went and bought an SD card because mine wasn't big enough.
Yeah, you had that problem too?
Yeah. You told me about that.
Yeah.
And so I got it that Sunday or Monday. I'm pretty sure... I did it Sunday. I've been playing it for a week straight. And, okay, I work a job 9 hours a day. Yeah, I see my kids. I see my girlfriend. So that doesn't leave just a shit ton of extra time to play this game.
Yeah, I know.
I'm at the Fire Crystal area, level 40-something, with a week's play. That's like 20 hours. I got like 21 hours into it.
And right.
Technically, I shouldn't have that much time in a day to be able to do it.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have that much time on there. And
no, you make up... Like, I make up for it. I take it to work with me. And I play it like on my breaks. I get like 2 10-minute breaks. And then if I have to take a shit, I'm taking it with me.
I save my shitting time for my reading time. That's why I'm almost finished with the fifth book of Game of Thrones.
I can get some money. I can get some like time in on the shitter. And then after
that. You want to know what I do at work with my game? I set it down and I fucking build my Nerindy village so I get all the special shit when I actually get the money for it.
Yep. I do that when I sleep. Well, I used to. Yeah. I don't. Now I have no point for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you get everything maxed out finally.
Yeah.
What's awesome. The max level on this?
11
game?
On every single thing.
Oh, I've got 10 on most of my shit.
I maxed it a long time ago, actually.
There's a couple
I have, like,
special things.
Something people in the village.
Okay. I got to ask you a question.
I got 77.
I got to ask you a question. I got 22. I gotta ask you a question, okay?
Yeah.
That Heinke fucking armor shit?
It's garbage.
Is it garbage?
It's garbage.
Why is it 100,000 fucking gold armor?
You know, me and Bill were saying that shit this morning.
Most of the stuff
why the fuck
in the Rene
is that shit so goddamn expensive?
I was like,
most
that's
of it is garbage.
Nuts.
There's only one big useful item that is not like a consumable item, a alchemical item, or a battle item. The only thing that's useful is the Blessed Shield.
I disagree with that. Blessed Shield is fucking amazing.
That's the only other useful item. So why would you disagree with me? I'm saying it's an extremely useful item.
Oh, I thought you said it was the only useful item. That's what I thought what you were saying.
I just like, only useful item you can buy out of that entire village other than like the normal items.
He's like, no,
I disagree with that.
I enjoy.
It's fucking amazing.
I enjoy saving up a lot of money to buy crap that's never going to do anything.
Yeah, like I bought the Angel's Bow, right? It's a beast fucking bow. I'm not going to cross one stronger than it. And all my characters are Rangers right now because for some reason, my Rangers are just fucking beast mode. They kill everything.
Rangers want the best fucking classes.
You don't have me yet. Because when you get me, you turn Ringabel into a monk. You make him naked, and you punch people in the dick.
No, I don't. I just summon Nick to do that, and I keep on track with what I'm doing.
Exactly.
But yes,
or you're a jackass like me, and you just hold on to the Nick summon, and you go, I'm waiting for the fucking final boss. So I go, what's that final boss? Fuck you. Game beat.
Apparently,
the final boss has three forms.
Okay.
The final form is the super douchey form.
Okay. I gotta ask this, okay? the Nemesis.
The Nemesis.
Shut up. Alright?
Don't
be a goober.
I have fought many of them. There's multiple of them I can't fuck with.
Hold on. As for our listeners, that are on Bravely Default that need that extra boost. Nick is going to be putting his friend code up.
No, I'm not.
Why not?
Because I have to add them also for
I know
to show
this.
Up.
I know
I'm
this.
I'm not going to add like 50,000 people.
All right, well, Nick just spit in your faces. That was Nick. Let's
yeah,
move on.
Yeah, that's
no, because when I upload it, they have a chance of receiving it.
Let's move on.
It's called Net Pass. I don't have to give them my Street Pass.
It's never going to happen. I have 64 Net Passes. Not one of them is over 2,000.
Yeah.
Not one of them.
You're getting shitty luck because one of the ones I've got.
I've got one that's 2,600. That's it. That's my highest.
Yeah, the highest I found is I found one dude that was like 4K.
It's luck of the draw.
I have one guy who gave me 999,998.
Yeah, I found that dude.
Yep.
Yeah.
But as you
play, when I summoned him,
as you play,
three damage.
As you play, it's luck of the draw, and there's all these people still buying the game, so all these people are still starting the game. So, and the way it selects, it doesn't select oldest people on the server, it's selecting, like, people that are new, because when it selects them, it's also selecting you.
Okay, how's this? If you would like my friend code, email the reploidproductions.com or at gmail.com email. I will give it out then.
And you, that's very kind of you. I'm
because
you
I have to have your friend code to make it actually work.
And you too could have a broken
summon that is level 99, has every job mastered, and then Ringabel will come in and be like, I saved this for you! Dead!
Oh, no, not dead. Decimated as fuck.
Obliterated?
400, no.
The last one I sent
450,000
damage.
Yes.
Guaranteed.
It's nuts.
And I play
it's
on hard mode.
Nuts. Anyways, what I was trying to get to is one of the Nemesai, alright, I heard that you can get a job class from them.
No.
From the Valentine's Day one. Are you sure?
I am almost positive.
There's
no slots to add an extra job.
Be mine, White Fox.
Yeah. It's broke as a joke and you ain't beating it. It is a level 99 Holly, the white mage boss, and a level 99 Barriss, the stupid monk. And if you happen to survive one round, you're lucky.
Yeah.
Because when Barriss goes, oh, it's like, I defaulted round one. Oh, it's time to brave this bitch. Invigorate. And you're thinking, oh, okay, he's just going to power himself up. No, he blows himself up and kills you.
Oh, yeah.
Invigorate in that boss fight is not superpower. It's boom, everyone dies. Oh, you survived it? Oh, it's okay. I'll do it again. Boom, you die.
He threw me off. He threw me off when he exploded. I'm like, why did you blow up?
And if he doesn't do that, Holly will start spamming holy.
It depends on your luck. It all depends on your luck. I invigorate and blow up all the time. I don't even use that fucking faggoty ass move.
I'm like, invigorate.
Ugh, that hurts. Damn it. No. See, I never used that move. I was like, I'm not dealing with that shit. Not if it blows up in my face, no. I'll just wait till I get Dark Knight. Then I'll use Life or Death, and then I'll be broke as a joke. I did that. That's how I send 450,000 damage attacks.
Shane. What? Are you okay?
I'm fine.
You were staring very intently into Bill's eyes. And they creeped him out, I could see from
probably here. Probably because I told him to eat my ass on that one. He never did it.
You should give him a
he was like, I'm fired. Nick was like, I don't see you eating his ass.
Anyways, that's what I've been up to.
Yay for hangovers.
Who's next?
Shane, see, you were staring so intently into Bill's
eyes. Yeah, what are you
Bill's
been up to?
Eyes.
You need to start bringing a gilded spoon so you can eat Bill's asshole.
Gilded spoon.
This is just a treat for our audience today.
I feel like that's going to hurt me.
He'll use lube.
Who needs lube?
Bill.
Dry, man. Dry. That's the way to do it. They got the most feeling, let me tell you.
Oh, God.
What have you been up to?
I am not sober enough for this.
Just for referencing, I'm not gay. I've never had anything stuck in my ass.
Notice how he wants something.
Notice how he has to implement that right now.
I just know because Shane's told me. He's my bitch.
Wow.
Anyway, Shane, what's been up, guy?
Yeah, go ahead, Shane. Sorry about that.
Final Fantasy X.
Okay.
Wow. Next.
All right.
I'm glad to see this is your first podcast back. You already know the drill. I'm playing Final Fantasy. Okay.
Listen, next. My life is very simple. I work. I go home. Nothing changes. Nothing changes.
I think that was in my schedule, too, but I had, like, what, a 45-minute conversation with you guys about what I was doing?
I don't know. Actually, wait. Let's take a look at the time.
Yeah, let's check the timer.
Checking the time now. It is 26 minutes and 40 seconds.
It felt, like, pretty long. Yeah. So
I'm not the fact that, like, you know, all the contact info is...
5 minutes.
Yeah, about five minutes.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, I'm not going to get into...
What's up, bro?
I'm not going to get into a talk about... Final Fantasy, because we're doing a legacy, and I'll talk about it when we get to Final Fantasy X.
Actually, that's true.
So I'm not going to talk about Final Fantasy X.
So what else you been doing? Anything?
Hanging out with my girlfriend. I do that.
Good shit.
It is.
I agree. I hang out with my girlfriend, too.
Yeah. Working, playing Final Fantasy X. Staring deeply into Bill's eyes. I do that a lot.
I don't quite understand why that happens.
I
told you before, there's a reason why Shane is always tired when he comes over. It's because he's spending all night watching you sleep.
like I said, off the podcast, how did I get Shane's fucking info on my thing if he wasn't here last week?
That was weird. Okay, last week, he come in...
With just my demo.
With his demo... And I was like, well, now that you're here, you should have my pass. And he's like, sweet. He opens it up and he says, yep, I gotcha. And then he was like, and I just got Shane. I'm like, what?
So
Shane claims that last weekend he was hanging out with his girlfriend, unless they were like, hanging out in my front yard or hiding in the closet. Something's weird.
Oh, the closet. Someplace Shane knows well. Like,
I assure you, I was not here.
Well, we got your spot pass. So your game was here.
I had something for Bill to do to you, too, but his PlayStation broke as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bill's
yeah.
PS3 went derp.
What?
Do you remember what I told you to do to Shane?
No, I can't remember.
On your PlayStation?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not. No, I can't do anything with that PlayStation right now. We'll get to that.
fun times.
Yeah. I wasn't here last week. I don't know how that happened. I wasn't.
It's a likely story.
I think I know better than anybody else where the fuck
well,
I was
Well, I think
at.
We know, too, because we got your spot pass.
My 3DS hasn't been turned on in weeks.
And yet we got your spot pass
your spot
last
pass.
Weekend right
look,
here
look,
in the kitchen.
Did you bring your DS today?
No.
You didn't? I'll show you. Once this is all done, I'll show you that you're on my fucking spot pass, bro.
Yep, you were added last weekend in the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
I was in
the refrigerator.
With the spoon.
I wasn't in the kitchen.
No, he was in the oven.
Yep.
He was cooking.
Yeah,
dude was hiding outside on the patio, peeking in the window and shit.
I was here with you alone, Bill.
Yeah. He was like, those motherfuckers didn't invite Shane.
Shane's sitting over there trying not to laugh.
I just show up.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Like a boss.
That's it for Shane.
Alright, well, I've been doing the normal. Work, sleep, work, sleep, work, sleep. However, I got lucky enough to have one good day off where I went over to the Drunkadens.
Yay!
Brought my
We're
PS...
like the hungover den today.
Yeah. Brought over my PS4 and found out that even in Metal Gear Solid 5,
the
truck
is still
a valid
strategy.
I shot my driver... and still hitting the truck, and they're like, where the fuck did he go?
See, he shot his driver. See, and Shane just sitting there, and there's like, you sons of bitches. Bill's sitting there all proud and shit, is like, I came up
I
with that.
I discovered that truck.
Fuck the truck.
Way
truck
back in Metal Gear 1.
The truck never worked for me.
In Metal Gear 1, I could get in the truck... Walk to the back
well,
of
Metal
the truck.
Solid box it up.
No, Metal Gear 1.
Oh, okay.
I could get in the truck, walk all the way to the back. The dude would come into the truck. Because back then, it was just another screen, and the dude would actually walk into the truck. The dude would walk in the truck.
and walk out of the truck, and I'd be like, "Booyakasha!"
No. So opposite with me, he walks in the truck and shoots my ass.
Anyways, so Seth shoots his driver, causes an alert. He's like, "Oh no!" Dives in the back of the truck.
Oh no!
Down.
No! 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 I cause an alert. Switch over to the fucking machine gun, and I said, "Fuck you, bitches!" And had a fucking like 100-body massacre.
And then you dove into the truck.
And then I dove into the truck because I ran out of ammo, and nobody was dropping ammo.
And he just hid in the truck until the alert was over. And I was like, "You son of a bitch!" And then he beats the mission finally, and he lets me play it. And I just happen to be running past, and some dude's like, "Hey, there's an intruder!" I was like, "Dicks! I've been compromised." So I'm running my ass away from these guys. I see the truck. I was like, "The truck." Dove into the back of it.
Lay and down.
No. Best part is, one of the guys ran by. He's like, "Where the fuck did that guy go?" So he jumps in the truck and drives me away.
Yes.
So I'm just laying down in the truck going, "You jackasses."
I'll try this.
And it kind of pissed me off, but luckily I was watching internet videos, so I didn't give a fuck. I was like, son of a bitch.
I'll try that trick when I'm ready to play it. And you will die. I will get shot at.
Truck-tastic.
Yeah. Is that truck-tastic?
The truck does not
I'll
work
dive
for
into, I'll dive in the truck, like, hiding, and they're like, "Bitch!
Shane,
bitch!
Shane, you don't know what your problem is.
They'll throw grenades in the back of the truck.
You don't believe in the truck, Shane. That's why the truck doesn't help you.
Actually, knowing Shane's luck, he'll dive in the back of the truck near the airfield.
A helicopter
will go by, shoot his ass, and blow up the truck.
Yeah. Dude, Heart of the Cards didn't work for me. Heart of the Truck don't work for me. Fuck the heart. It don't work.
No, that's your superpower. Yeah. You got the heart ring.
And it don't work. It don't work.
One must have a heart to believe in another heart.
I have no heart, so Jesus. Heart.
Icebox where his heart used to be.
Yeah, it's true.
No, Shane has a vacancy sign and a for rent sign where his heart used to be. This space for rent.
Yeah.
Please see management.
Oh, shit. But yeah, other than that, other than going and hanging out with the Nick man, helping him rearrange his living room. So
I have
an office now.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I love my office.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
But other than that, sitting around playing some Bravely Default and realizing I truly suck at talking to women.
What?
I've tried for like the last... I'm going back further than 2 weeks. For the last fucking 3 months, I've tried talking up 4 different girls. Failed miserably.
You didn't open with "My dick's over 9,000, did you?
No.
No, because he would have gotten laid by one of them, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
I might have gotten laid then.
That's an awesome way to open up anything.
You know my dick is over 9,000, right?
Dude.
Although, don't get me wrong, somebody might think, "Wait, you have a 9,000-year-old dick? How the fuck?" I don't think I want to see that.
See, that's okay.
It might not work.
Those are the lame fuckers who don't know what's up.
Yeah, exactly.
But then you can find the one girl that when you say that to, she would be like, "What? 9,000?
Yeah.
Yes!
You know what's sad? You know what's sad? Is there's one girl I could say that to, and she would laugh her ass off. That's about all I'm going to get.
Then she could be like, "My pussy has the Kaioken ability, bitch."
Probably yes.
You're like,
That or she'd go with the old, "Don't worry, once I power up, my pubes turn gold." But, Super Saiyan pussy.
Wow.
That's right, I went there. Suck it.
For those of you wondering, this is an explicit podcast this evening.
As opposed to any other time.
Parental advisory is recommended.
What's been up, Nick?
What's going on, Nick?
Because dang.
Again, I'm going to state, I am not sober enough for this. I'm sober, I'm just not awake enough anymore. Oh, God. You're done working. Ran some karaoke last night for my buddy because he took yesterday off and he's taking Monday off for his birthday. Give me that.
I took the pledge, man. I will not have intercourse, only ear sex. So if you really want it, then take it.
I know you want it. Get away. That's it. Seth, you're sitting in the egg chair.
Look, he's drunk too. Look at him. He's got a sword to hold himself
drunken,
up.
Drunken Megazord. That's great.
Yes!
Whoa. Drunken Megazord.
I would pay money to see a drunken Megazord.
You guys missed me.
Maybe jumping in there like, what the fuck?
So, I ran karaoke last night. Might have had a little bit too much beer. Every Friday.
I was there, and he just kept going back for more and more. I was like,
and now up to sing Shane, and I'm going to the bar.
I don't sing, but.
So, anyways, I did that. Been playing some Resident Evil 6. Beat Castlevania Lords of Shadow 2. That was actually a pretty damn good game.
The first one was good. But I always had a problem with it where you get into the middle of a fucking boss fight and you'd be like, son of a bitch, what the fuck? Because, like, you could go through the game, no problem. You get to a boss fight and it's just like, dead, 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 dead. You're like, motherfucker! You'd have to turn it off, walk the fuck away, play something else, come back like an hour or two later after you've calmed down. And then, like, usually within the first two or three tries, I can do it.
Do you ever want to just rampage and throw everything?
All the time, yes.
Including your TV?
Many a
controller.
Yes. I am known for breaking controllers. In fact, there's a reason why when I gave Bill the most of my Super Nintendo shit, there were controllers in it. Bill had to throw away about, like, what, four or five of them?
I think we tried to use some of those one day.
and you
tried to get me to play fucking Silver Surfer. Half the controllers didn't work at first.
Yeah, L&R, a lot of them, the L&R buttons are broken because we used to have one of the old tube TVs that had the wood plate on the front, and I'd fucking whip it at it. There's splinters out of that fucking wood, man. Let me tell you that. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So, other than doing some work and playing some Vigi games here and there.
And having an office where you can fire people.
And have an office, yeah. Yeah, that's like my new favorite thing to say whenever someone walks into the living room. I tell them to step in my office because they're fucking fired.
Very nice.
I don't remember it's from, but it stuck with me, and it's hilarious.
Well, thank you for telling me you're fired. I'm not walking in the office.
Yeah. Anyways. What did he go? Hey, why don't you step into my office? Why? Because you're fucking fired!
You gotta say it like that, too. Otherwise, it loses its whole charm.
I don't know what that's from.
I know it sounds familiar.
So familiar.
I did, on my adventuring that I am supposed to do, to go forth and find new video games that are old.
Need no old video games.
Yes, we need no old video games. In Soviet Russia, video games play you.
You know, if there's any Russians listening to this, they might find that slightly offensive. And you don't want
to
piss off a Russian.
We are always offensive to every single person.
You don't
want to
piss off a Russian.
Especially
how do you feel about
friends?
That, though?
We just talked about Super Saiyan pubes. Okay?
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure
I'm pretty sure
everybody.
How would you feel, though, if you were in Russia, dude? And that shit really did happen. Video games play you. You're just, you know, chilling.
If
they were really that pissed off, they would have bombed us years ago when fucking Yakov was doing all the stand-up shit.
Yakov.
I heard Jackoff.
Clean the cum out of your ears.
Ear sex, man. It's the way to go. Abstinence.
That's why I said clean it out.
You guys know the reference from that.
Yes.
Family Guy.
Okay.
Anyways, I happened to find a functional Rock Band controller for the 360, so I bought that for $10. I was like, yeah, play some Rock Band. Bought Guitar Hero 3 and Rock Band 1, thinking Rock Band 1 had the songs that I wanted. I was wrong. It was Rock Band 2.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, fuck. And then I put in Guitar Hero 3. He's like, I'm going to play me through... Through the Fire and Flames. No, I'm not.
Dude.
Because the Rock Band controller does not work with Guitar Hero 3.
No, it doesn't.
I wonder why.
It didn't start working with... Well, it's the same fucking type of controller.
Yeah.
But there's a slight difference with the programming. So I had to wait until I'd go pick up Guitar Hero 5 to be able to play it with my guitar. See, which sucks.
Actually,
but just go get a Guitar Hero 3 controller, dude, because Guitar Hero 3 is one of the best ones ever.
Actually, I know a guy who used to be able to play Guitar Hero with the controller.
Really?
I'm not even shitting you. He could play it with the controller. And, like,
one of my exes and her sister kicked my ass because they would play using the controller, and I'd be sitting there trying to strum the guitar and still fuck up and die. They'd just be like, tap, 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 done.
Yep.
It's like playing DDR with controller.
Yep.
It's not as fun. I think it's kind of
for
pointless.
For you, because you're losing.
it's kind of pointless. You're losing the whole feel of what you're supposed to be doing, man. Anyways, found some old Xbox original games. Gave those to Bill. Got Bill a present.
Yeah.
He's in
Enterprise. A picture that needs to
We might try and throw a picture of it up somewhere. See, it's a snow globe, the Enterprise D. And it plays
snow
music.
Globe. Snow globe. It's hard just to call it a snow globe though, because it's not.
It's a collector's snow globe. That's what it is.
I don't see it as a snow globe.
Like, pick it up, turn it upside down.
Yeah, I know.
Put it back.
Like, it's so much cooler than.
That's all you gotta do. It's a collector's
snow globe. I don't know. I'll kind of give him that one because snow globes usually aren't that cool unless you're in like
awesome.
Unless you're in like fucking New Vegas,
here,
where
actually,
snow globes
actually
kind of mean something.
We will do
one
thing.
Like, what's that? You found three snow globes? 30,000 caps. I can buy all the everything.
Wow.
You know.
Yeah.
See, it's got lights. It's got lights. The thing kind of looks 3D in the background. Like, it spins. Look at that.
It is pretty sweet.
It is
that's
neat.
More than just a snow globe, man. That's epicness.
Yeah. I
don't even like old school Star Trek.
This is next generation.
Yeah, that's next
even
generation.
Even that. No,
this is Patrick.
That's like 86. That's
Patrick,
old school.
That's old school is what I mean.
Yeah, true.
That's old school is what I mean. It's like I was never a big fan of it. Even Patrick Stewart, even as cool as that guy is, I still was not
the
a fan of Star Trek.
A fucking pimp. Yeah.
Now, I do like the new Star Trek movies, and that'll probably get a lot of fanboys pissed, but I do like them.
Actually, a lot of people do like the new Star Trek.
No.
I really like them. And a lot of people hate it.
No.
Especially the second one.
It is the exact same divide that happened back when Star Trek became the Next Generation, the same divide that hit the Star Wars community between the first three movies, the next three movies. Like, it's the same thing. I'm in a lot of the Star Trek communities and whatnot because I'm constantly studying up on the things for my book. And people hate those new movies. Like, I'll go in being like, I think they're great, and I'll get hounded for like 6 or 7 hours, like nothing but text after text after text, like, go kill yourself. Fuck you. You don't know nothing about Star Trek. And I'm like, motherfucker, please.
Let me learn you something.
Bill whips out the big boy dick and smacks people in the face. Like, let me learn you something, little bitches.
Yeah.
I know me some Star Trek.
Like, I know what I'm talking about when it comes to Star Trek,
right.
But for some reason, people do hate that movie.
They do, especially the second one. They were just like, that's not how it fucking happened.
Well, yeah,
that's what
it's
in
the
alternate future.
Exactly. And
that's
what I tell everybody. That's what I tell everybody. And I was like, I don't know much about it, but I didn't know that much. I was like, I think it's cool. Because if you're doing the same goddamn thing that was done fucking 20, 30 years ago, what's the point?
Well,
yeah.
Honestly,
the point of doing that?
That would have been a very terrible movie, and we would have never seen the second one.
Exactly. Yeah. You can't do the same
because
thing.
We would have had an hour and a half
Star
long.
Trek the motion picture.
We would have had an hour and a half long view.
Are you kidding me?
Of the Enterprise on the outside.
Motion picture, yeah. I believe, is the longest movie. And about 2 hours of boring-ass movie. I mean,
yeah, so, no,
it
that's
sucks.
What I said.
Yeah.
You see an hour and a half of them panning around the Enterprise, and then 30 minutes of movie.
It's trying very hard to be 2001
you,
A Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
Yeah. You will see that. I'm not going to watch it.
If you guys want to see Star Trek the Motion Picture when it was good, watch the original series when they pick up the Nomad. That's it. The Nomad is Star Trek the Motion Picture. It's just done a little differently.
It really is. But, see, I like the movies, and I took them for what they were. So,
Yeah, that's fine. To each their own.
I like the movies, too. Yeah. And I like Star Trek, so who gets
it? But don't hate just because you want to hate. That's
stupid. Well, I mean, they do. There's
I don't know. Shane hates just because he wants to hate.
Yeah, well, I have a legitimate reason to hate.
People automatically...
Shane drinks a lot of Haterade. That's
people
why.
Automatically yeah. dogged The Next Generation when it came out because they were like, that's not Star Trek. And people automatically dogged when they were like, here's the prequel movies, and everybody was like, these movies are terrible.
Phantom Menace,
like, I'll never fucking watch yeah. Star Wars again. Like, the people were literally, they were so turned around that there were people that were lifetime Star Wars fans that were like, I'm done with it. They went home and they sold their fucking merchandise and was done with it. Like, they got stabbed in the childhood.
They weren't phenomenal
oh,
movies.
My childhood.
They weren't phenomenal movies, but I didn't mind the new prequels, you know? It was kind of like, it gave me a little bit of backstory, and I was just like, okay, I'm okay with this.
When I got the Blu-ray, the special edition box set, I sat down and I watched all of it in one big, giant, solid chunk. And I have to say that once you can analyze from the first movie to the last, it does give a more fluent and vibrant picture of what's going on. It ruins certain things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it expands certain concepts. Like, I'm one of those people that, like I've said before, one of the reasons for the show in general is because I consider myself a knight of fandom. And I will say that the Star Wars movies, when viewed correctly, if you can put down an unbiased opinion, I think you'll enjoy it a lot more. Like, a lot of people, and this is a common thing, George Lucas stated that he makes those movies for kids.
Way to go.
Somebody forgot to put some shit on
it. It happens.
No, it's on vibrate. It was my alarm.
Basically, yeah. George Lucas claims that he made those movies for, like, family audiences. That he wasn't trying to make anything explicit or this or that. So there's supposed to be areas in there that are for kids, areas in there that adults will get more, areas in there that, like, the teenage, like crowd that wants to go to a love story. Like, all those different elements are put in to this one massive space opera. And it is a space opera. It is not the same thing as Star Trek. It is not the same thing as a normal war movie. It follows a very specific pattern of acts, which basically says, here's the beginning, we introduce the heroes, we set a mythology, we build the course. Then you go to the next movie, this is where we put the plot points down, cause the trouble, pull everybody down to the depths of what they can take. The third movie, we climb out of the hole.
Stand victorious and be like, ha ha!
Like, that's yeah. the way it works.
Good, good!
It's not good!
But there are people that, just like these Star Trek movies, just like it's... Look, I've seen it now. There's another divide that's already happening. The Amazing Spider-Man. People yeah. are already doing it. People
I actually
are already,
like the new ones.
But see, this is what yeah. I'm getting at.
I fucking love the new ones.
People are already doing this. They're jumping on board The Amazing Spider-Man, and then you'll be like, oh, fucking remember Spider-Man 2? And they're like, that movie doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It does.
Nothing Tobey Maguire did exist.
He did a good
job. I don't agree with that. He did an alright job. Even yeah. Peter Parker. It was just,
even though yeah, Spider-Man just, 3 was a little...
They
Spider-Man 3 was kind of yeah.
because I
that
can show you
that was like the that was the worst put together movie I'd ever seen as far as Spider-Man.
You know what I think about the whole thing?
What?
I like Star Trek, so I watch Star Trek. I like Star Wars, so I watch Star Wars. And I like Spider-Man, so I watch Spider-Man.
Right.
People yeah. just need to shut the fuck up.
People get stuck on these
yeah,
things.
Yeah, but that's like, the problem though. Everybody has an opinion, so they're just going to be like everybody wants to force feed their opinion on you. Like, I'm not even joking. I had a guy come in to work
Wait
the other
night.
Wait
till these Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
You'll see it.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be rage galore.
Oh, yeah. But no, I had a guy awesome. Come into work last night. And I'm like, hey, man, what do you need? Oh, I need this. And then just started force-feeding all this, you know, stupid bullshit propaganda down my throat. And I'm like, look, dude, you don't know my friends. I have many different friends. Some are conspiracy theorists.
Yeah!
Some of them, you know, are anti this religion, anti that.
Yeah!
I don't give a fuck what you tell me. I've heard anything and everything under the book. You're not going to force me to think the way
under
you
the
think.
Book.
What about on top of the book?
No, we never look on top of the book. No.
How about in the book?
No.
No, you don't open a book. It's a paperweight, goddammit.
No.
I thought that's what Bill's PS3 was right now.
Am I like the only book lover in this fucking room right now?
Are you kidding me?
No, we like
you're in a room surrounded with books.
I'm talking like an actual book.
He's talking novels, but yeah, there's novels over there.
Okay, thank you, Bill. I don't feel alone now. You guys were fucking with me for a minute.
No, dude, no, I have a few novels. There's piles of books.
I have college books that I actually just simply bought, like Logic 101.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because Bill was highly illogical beforehand. Yeah. He had to stalk himself.
It would be nice to know how to read, so, you know.
Yeah, Shane can't read.
I can teach you.
That's why he has to, demand that there's voice acting in video games.
The key to the alphabet is labeled on my dick. Won't you take a look?
Oh, my.
Wow. Hooked on
All right,
fire.
Hey, what's that? Yes. All right, with that, hey, Bill, what's been up, bro?
All right, let's get into this. I've been busy. First off, PS3 error code 800-10514. Does anybody know what the fuck that is?
We looked it up. We did.
Because you told me what it was.
404 page not found.
No.
No, 404 drivers not found.
This fucking error is coming across on people that have the 60 and 80 gig hard drives, and rarely it's happening to people with the 40s and the 120s.
Guess what Bill's got?
It happens to the slims and the fats. They did a fucking firmware update, and just like Xbox did, where Xbox did the update that caused the drivers to fail, and it caused it so that if your hard drive was in, you couldn't play games until they finally fixed it later on. Happened to my Xbox. They finally released the firmware update. Now my Xbox works again. Now, remember when PlayStation released the firmware update that caused the system to freeze? Well, this one's a lot more fun, thankfully. This one causes your Blu-ray driver to overreact and basically corrupt itself.
That's not it, though.
It could do one of two things. It either corrupts the drives, or it burns out the eye.
Yeah, I was about to say, or it fries the son of a bitch.
And it looks to be, because last week we were fucking trying to fuck with it and get it fixed and figure it out, it looks to be that Bill got the shittier of the two. I think his eye got fried.
Oh.
Because it won't. It pulled up, what was it? It pulled up... The Star Trek.
The more I've messed with it.
It clicked on it and it stopped.
The more I've messed with it, I can get it to access certain games. But once you go into the loading screen, the very first time, it's done with.
Yeah.
Now, is that even Every like time. Your digital
Any loading
shit?
Screen. Then Any it, loading
it's
screen.
Probably Ooh. Not the eye, because it wouldn't no. load at all if it
I'm
was
lucky,
the eye.
I'm lucky that I don't think it's the eye now. When you put in things like, let's say you put in Tales of Symphonia. It'll go through all the title screens. You hit start, it's done. You're done playing.
So it actually did work on Tales that second?
It'll go for a while, like just in a loading screen. Go for like 15, 20 minutes. Then it'll boot you out to the main screen where everything looks like it's not loaded yet, where the little spinny things are. And it'll do that for like 5 or 10 minutes. Then it'll give you this error warning. Everyone I've talked to, everything I've done points back to the same thing. It's a firmware update that fucked the firmware.
Nice.
Should call Sony's technical support and ask them when the fuck are they going to fix your shit.
So my thing now is I've tried everything. I've reset it in safe mode. I've reinstalled the drivers. I rebuilt the database. There's nothing more I can do. I've went through every option that has been given to me. The only thing I have left is to wait for the next update and see if they fix it. The PlayStation Ouch. Is now the most expensive paperweight in my collection of paperweights, in which I have one, the PlayStation 3.
Gotcha. I was about to say, I thought the router was,
the router's not the most expensive, though.
Well, no, not most expensive, but I thought it counted as a paperweight.
That is my week of PlayStation enjoyment.
Man, you got you some enjoyment!
I'm still taking notes for my Star Trek stuff, so that... I'm getting ready to move soon. I don't know if it's going to affect the quality of the show. I don't think it will, because... pretty much the show is becoming a nice standard on the way we record and everything like that, yeah. So I think that that'll be fine.
We all just kind of kick back, sit around a table, talk at a phone, and make fun of each other.
We talk and, rock and roll racing.
Shane lights up some wacky tobacky.
I am also playing Final Fantasy X Vita.
I would love to be playing either of those.
I should have told him I was playing PS3.
It is awesome. It is remarkably well done. You do get everything that came in the other version, the international version or whatever.
Oh, so the Dark Aeons are in there?
All the stuff is in there.
Sweet.
But I probably wouldn't go into much detail.
And on top of it, I do think that the Vita is probably going to win the, when we get down to it, I think that's going to be best version. Two reasons. One, you can take it with you.
And two, you can play it on your PS3 anyways.
Yep, it still looks exactly... there's almost no breakdown at all from the PS3 to the Vita. None.
That's a good thing.
It looks really, really good. But there's two key factors that I think makes it a better version than the PS3 version.
It's mobile.
One, mobile. You can take it with you. Two is something gimmicky, but it's neat.
Oh, yeah.
When you finish a fight... Big fight, all your people are wounded as shit. You're like, whoo, shit. You gotta hit your button, go in, select the potions, or select the magic, Not me, I swipe left, I'm done, move on.
Nice.
Yeah, I got
that's fucking sweet.
I'm doing it old school.
Wow. That is awesome. If I swipe left, it automatically brings up a tag that says, heal with items, heal with magic. Tap, moving on. It automatically just does it for me.
That is pimpy.
Now, it's like, we know what you want.
Oh, God. Oh, God. If Bill just keeps hitting items, like, fuck yeah. Just salve it up, Bill.
No, but this salve it up. But this explains what it's doing. He doesn't. The game just doesn't steal my potions and throw them on my people.
It's like you
want to
heal?
Bag.
Okay. Where'd all my potions go?
What makes this a good thing is that Bill's playing it on the Vita, so he can tell you everything about the Vita version. I'm playing on the PS3. Because I got lucky and mine did not fuck up when I updated.
Right.
I miss a PS3.
I'm playing mine on the PS3. I haven't bought the Vita version yet. I've been meaning to grab it.
I miss my Vita. Too.
But
be prepared to lose your Vita for like a day. 3.5 gigs is the download for X2.
Yeah, with my internet.
Yeah.
Looks like you're coming to hang out with me for a little bit, aren't you?
Well, I can't hang out with you anymore.
Okay.
Because I'm fired.
Nah, we'll rehire you.
Next.
Nick doesn't need a new contract.
We're just going to garnish your wages.
I'm watching the show.
Congratulations, so am I.
I am in the process of watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Nickelodeon. It's fucking sweet. That is a great turtle show. Look at your face.
Oh, yeah.
Now listen. See, I knew this was coming. I knew this was coming because I made the same face. When I looked at him, I was like, ass.
Oh, yeah, because he gave me shit, and I was like, no, bro, it's a fucking amazing. No.
Dude, it looks like ass. It really does. It looks terrible. But finally, I've been buying all these different shows for Gwen, and I bought, you know, like, the original Turtles and this and that. Finally, I'm at Walmart, and it's got, like, $15 tag for, like, the first 12 episodes. And I was like, whatever. So I bought it and brought it home. She was like, watch Turtles. And I was like, yeah. So I put it on in the living room. And I end up watching an episode. And another. And another. And another. And another.
Uh-huh.
And another. The voice actors are top-notch. They didn't just get, like, voice actors. They're real voice actors.
Yep.
And
they didn't get Tom Jerkoff from down the street.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the guys, you know, Leonardo, the main guy from the American Pie movies, guy who played Jim, that's Leonardo.
Jason Biggs.
Fucking sweet.
That's the kind of names they have backing the comedy routine that runs through the Turtles. It's really funny.
Now he's like, wait a minute, baby.
It's really funny. Really, really
it's
funny.
I know
it's
my kids have been
shit.
Watching it, and I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix.
It's real funny, and it's got a lot of different things from the original comic books, like the original comic books, like the Krang. They've made a change to it. They're not named what they're supposed to be. Now they're simply named the Krang.
Yep.
And they talk awesome.
They talk in the third fucking person.
Every Krang would take a picture of Krang.
Every Krang talks in the third person. And they talk ridiculously, too. Like, there's this part where they know the turtles are coming. And there's this, like, one normal dude. And all the Krang are surrounding him, talking with each other. And they're like, Krang are the ones coming to the place that are coming to this place, coming to this place. And he's like, I do not have that information, Krang. He says, let me concur to Krang for the information in which you speak. Krang, are the people coming to this place that are coming to this place, currently coming to this place, here at this place right now? And he's like, the turtles! The turtles! They're called the turtles! Are the turtles coming to this place? And it immediately goes back to Krang, and he's like, Krang are the ones known as the ones that we shall represent as the turtles coming to this place that are in this place that are coming to this place.
He's not even joking.
He's like, I require more information. He's like, I will confer of Krang. And the dude in the middle's like looking like he's going to have an aneurysm.
Isn't this supposed to be like fucking Baxter Stockman? Like,
no,
he's losing his
it's a guy that they'll originally end up calling Snakeweed. His name is Snake.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And he gets mutagen splashed on him while he's like falling in the grass. And he becomes this weed. And he's flipping his arms everywhere, and Mikey's like, oh man, I thought he would have become a snake. And like Raph stops and looks at him and goes, why? And he goes, because his name is Snake. And he goes, yeah, but that doesn't, you don't understand science, Raph.
Okay.
Guys!
Oh, you'll love it.
He has a brain!
Yeah.
Yes, Mikey,
yeah,
we all have brains.
When they first find the Krang, Mikey's fighting with one, and like he cuts one in half, and it falls on the ground, and then like a brain shoots out of the stomach, and he's fighting with it, pulling it off his face, beating his head on the wall, trying to get the brain off his face.
Yeah.
He finally gets the brain off his face, and he goes fucking running like, oh my god! He runs out of the alleyway, and he comes across his brothers, and he's like, guys, listen, that guy had a brain!
Yes.
And they're like, yes, Mikey,
we all have brains.
In our stomachs?
No, Mikey.
Not in our stomachs. Like, they're completely, like, this must happen a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And this is, there's a really interesting artwork. Like, just seeing a picture doesn't do it justice. Like, there's two forms of animation taking place. There's animation that's drawn on, while at the exact same time, there's 3D digital animation that's taking place, and they're both kind of in this seamless artistic expression throughout the whole show. The storylines are very well crafted. They look like something out of Mirage comic. The turtles actually bruise and shit too. They bruise and bleed and get cuts and shit. Like, the fight with the Shredder is crazy cool, and the voice acting is top notch. Every storyline actually moves into the next.
Yeah.
So if you're watching it all in a row, you could pick up where things happen that are affecting future events.
Yeah.
So the show
it even gets funny later on, because then there's times where they'll find like other people that they're fighting, and Mikey will stop in the middle of fight and be like, what the hell am I supposed to name him?
Yeah, Mikey's in right now. He's naming characters as they come across him.
Uh-huh.
And the other turtles are getting irritated by it because he names everybody that he comes across.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Metalhead has already been in the series, except he's not a bad guy. Metalhead is now a good guy. Donnie made Metalhead.
Yep.
So that's pretty fucking sweet.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It's pimp as hell.
It's been a really good show, like something I did not expect to start watching, but something that really has blown me away.
And like, I told you, and you didn't believe me.
Like, I'm not watching it on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
I won't. Because the last two shows I watched on Nickelodeon I was disgusted with. I buy the DVDs as they come out now.
Same here. I got a particular Nickelodeon show I'm waiting for.
Yeah, the only time I'll actually watch them on Nickelodeon is if I'm at, like, my dad's doing laundry and it happens to be on. I'll be like, hey, sweet. All right, screw it. Whatever. What, commercials? Nope, ain't watching that shit.
Last thing I'm doing is I am currently at the very end, Season 9, for Dragon Ball Z, rewatching it with Michelle. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There are moments in Dragon Ball Z that I fucking live for. When I talk about fandom, I talk about being attached to a show so seriously that, like, it can bring tears to your eyes. That's not mm-hmm. fake with me. Like, some of the characters, when they die, I give such a fuck. Dude, in season 8, they kill Chi-Chi. And it was like I lost my fucking mom or some shit. Yeah. Like, it literally, like, I didn't expect it to actually hit me. I was just like, this is where she dies. And then it happened, and I was like, oh my God. Like, I felt the impact of Chi-Chi is dead. Dead Chi-Chi.
The way you say that is just terrible.
And I've been...
Like, a dead Chi-Chi.
She's basically been growing on me since Dragon Ball.
Yeah. What saga is this, by the way?
The Boo saga.
See, yeah. That's the one saga I was never finished with.
They
haven't finished the Boo saga.
Hey, kill spoiler Chi-Chi. Alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert for you. She dies.
There's a lot of people that end up dying, and some of the people that end up dying are like her family, mm-hmm. and she's so fucking pissed that she actually goes up to Boo... during this part where, like, he's, like, stuck watching this, like...
Hourglass.
And she's so pissed that she walks up and slaps him right in the fucking face. And she tells him, look at me! She's like, you killed my son, do you even care? And then he says something to her, he's like, do you like eggs?
You like chocolate?
No, eggs. He says, do you like eggs? And she says, what? And then he turns her into an egg and fucking stomps on her.
And
she's splattered all over the fucking tiles where he is, and he goes back to watching it, and every other scene that follows, the egg is still fucking there. Even when they start tearing up the lookout, you can see the shattered egg. Chi-Chi's body is laying on the floor for the rest of the fucking series.
Wow.
Like, she is mm-hmm. dead.
Holy shit.
And it fucking blew me away that I would give that much of a fuck about that character, but I really truly did. Like, it bothered the fuck out of me to see her die.
Wow.
And
a lot of people.
That, to me, is one of those things, like...
Too oft, too many people.
By the time Boo got done, there were only a few people left on the planet. I can name them on with one freaking hand.
One yeah. guy you're about to name? This is what
the
I mean.
The mightiest warrior!
As I've gone through Dragon Ball Z... Again, I've been able to find these moments, like, and I've always been like this, like, there are moments where things in shows will actually get me, because I really put myself in the shows that I'm watching. I really do give a shit, and I cheered out loud, standing ovation, when that motherfucker was gonna kill Dende, and he shot that beam down at the planet, and all of a sudden this yellow light streaked across the motherfucking sky and shot his shit over to the side, and then those motherfucking hands came up on the screen, and I said, yeah, motherfucker! Like,
few people that actually survived
the
major attack was Tien.
Oh, yeah.
Tien Shinhan fucking saves Dende, Hercule, a dog.
Hey, fuck you, that dog is important.
But at this point in time, Piccolo and Gotenks would already absorbed.
Right.
So that left Gohan, Dende, Hercule, Tien.
Yep.
Because Goku hadn't showed up yet.
Yep.
Right.
So there's four people. So Gohan, technically, no offense to Tien, is the only fighter left.
Right.
And he's not doing...
Tien realizes it quick, too. But he's there.
He's there as backup.
Like, that's one of those things that, like, I feel for that
Tien
moment.
Tien took Krillin's place.
Because Tien is no joke.
To me.
Tien didn't have to do nothing. Nobody knew he was there. Nobody. Even Boo thought that he was dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, Boo didn't fill his energy. Boo didn't know that Tien was there. Tien, I don't know how long Tien was on the battlefield.
Yeah, he had to have been
there
for a while.
Like, most of the time, he probably got there. It's like, go stay out of this.
But dude, it was sweet, man. All of a sudden, he was going to kill Dende. He fires this big shot, and this big yellow streak comes across the sky and blows that thing out of the sky, that power, and then it goes down to him, and it shows him, and he's fucking standing there. And I was like, oh my fucking God.
He's back. You know,
and he doesn't even flinch, man. He just looks at Boo. He knows that he stands no chance at all. And he fucking says, and fucking points at Boo. And he's like, I'm about to about to beat that ass.
I'm about to cut that ass off.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But I've never been hit by a geometric impossibility.
I love how we got to that point, and then that's when Shane finally perked up.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that noticed that one?
I know a lot about Dragon Ball
Z. Dude, it's friggin' it.
Oh my god!
To me, going through Dragon Ball Z again, like I said, it's one of those things, man. That's me. That's the reason I wanted to do the show in general, is because I am majorly attached to so many things. And this is one of them.
You had to borrow the Kai series, dude, and I stopped right when fucking Cell Saga was getting good, because you don't have the rest of them yet.
I have it all in the orange box, if you want to watch it.
Then,
that's a lot.
I know, it's tough.
So much compared
then,
to
it's just
Kai.
An orange box.
Dude, yeah. Kai was
a very large orange box.
Once you get past the Cell Saga, you have to
I was about to say, there's only one thing that will allow you to get through the orange box properly. And that's the exact same thing that happened to me after I bought up Nick's copy of Stick of Truth. You have to get what's known as a RPG brain, where you just pretty much meld into the couch and you're just,
And I can do that. Yep. I did that with the freaking Kai. I would come home from work and I would sit in this chair until it was time for me to go to sleep and I'd watch Kai. I would just sit there and watch it.
Kai!
And then when it was over, I was just like...
Kai is...
No! It can't stop here!
You just...
Damn it.
You put us right back. Kai's another one of those things. People that like Dragon Ball Z are hating Kai.
Dude, I fucking loved it.
They're despising it.
And get rid of all the bullshit.
There's these people that call themselves purists. Mm-hmm. And purists, to me, they never make sense to me because I don't consider myself a purist. There are certain things like, okay, I like the new Spider-Man outfit, but I'm equally majorly excited to see him in the actual Spider-Man costume. But I'm not a purist. I would have been just as okay. I'm probably a little more okay with this costume. But I still would have been okay if they would have kept the one from the first Amazing Spider-Man. But these people, they'll tell you that that's not Dragon Ball Z. They took out like half the show. And I'm like, okay, listen.
Half the show was filler.
Yeah, just because you don't want to watch the goddamn filler that was, you know, being put out as he was making the fucking comic.
Like the five episodes of fucking Bulma fighting a giant crab or some shit underwater.
But that's
or
what's confusing.
Or the 62 episodes of Goku trying to transform into a Super Saiyan.
Yeah.
There was one episode.
Yeah, that was one. You're thinking of the 62 episodes of Goku just flying in space, you know, trying to drink a beer going, I don't like this, where's the food?
Half that training montage was going on wasn't there. Like, there was like two or three training scenes when he was going through space.
How do you call yourself a purist when you follow the manga and Kai follows the manga?
Right, and if you're a purist, you're
purist to the anime, not the
but
manga.
But if you're going to be a purist to the actual fandom, to the thing you're representing, to the thing that you're putting yourself in, that universe that you love, there's two ways to look at it. One, the manga came first. That is the official story. All this other stuff didn't happen anyway. Yep. So the purist should really be latching on to Kai. On the other hand, you can look at it in a different aspect that's not a purist aspect. If I really can't get enough, if you were to watch Kai first and then see the Orange Box collection, you'd be like, there's so much more.
Yeah.
And it might actually be exciting because there's a couple more fight scenes that were taken out. There's a couple more attacks. There's a lot more character development. Like, you spend a lot more time with some of the others, like Roshi and them.
Yeah.
Like, you actually develop with those characters that are not there for the primary story.
Kai is made for everybody who's already watched the
show. Yeah, that's really what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
It's made for the people who have already seen the show. They want
the
awesomeness of the show without all the extra bullshit.
The idea was to create a show that followed only the book.
And there is a few things that are different in Kai than the original show, too. Like, they changed. It's just a few tweaks, but there are differences. I can't exactly name any off now because it's been like a month or two since I've watched
the voice actor for Gohan, the biggest change.
But there are definitely differences
in
the voice acting.
Differences.
The voice acting is way better in Kai than it's been on any other version.
Not Pioneer. Nothing beats Pioneer.
I don't know, man.
Wait, I have one random
thought,
though,
about
the purist.
Actually, there is something that does beat Pioneer. It's called the Oregon Trail.
because you usually get dysentery and die.
But anyway, one random thing about the purists, though. If they're technically a purist, wouldn't they want to only watch the shit in, like, original Japanese and everything, where, you know, when it comes down to Cell, Vegeta kills him in one fucking move? Not this, you know, oh, yeah, no, no, we gotta wait for fucking Goku to get here to save the goddamn day.
And then Goku blows himself
up. Yeah, and then Goku blows himself up, and now it's up to Gohan to save the day.
It does nothing.
Well, there's, if you get into, like, Dragon Ball Z, like Japan, the story is a little different, because as you read it, you'll notice that it's never been translated properly. Like, when you read all the translations under there, you'll notice mm-hmm. that there's parts of the storyline that are kind of taken out. They're kind of cast over, like put to the side due to the American voice actors changing certain things that were said. Like, as things that are as simple as, like, it's over 8,000. Like,
over here, it's over
9,000. It became a giant meme that everybody's kind of latched onto that they can't let go of now, but it was wrong.
Yeah.
He was never supposed to be 9,000. It's a small thing, but it's all over the series. We are now sitting at an hour and 17 minutes.
That's pretty impressive.
Yay!
Well, we went over everybody.
Impressive? That's a normal of what's everybody been up to.
Anybody
this
got...
This is a short one.
Yeah, anybody normally it's about 2 hours.
Finalizers here? Because I think I've talked what I'm talking right now.
We should not speak about the thing in my pants. Finalizers not for everybody.
And with that, thank you folks for tuning in.
Yep. So step into Nick's office, because y'all fucking fired.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.